The following program is paid for by Sunnywald Natural Foods. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the program host, guests, and callers, and shall not be construed as those of this station, its employees, its advertisers, or sponsors.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Sundays with Sunnywald. I'm Willa from Sunnywald Natural Foods, and I'll be your host for the next half hour as we discuss some topics that are near and dear to my heart. It is my hope that you'll be encouraged and inspired to get involved, take action, and really start looking at yourself, the world around you, and the tremendous impact you can have. One of my favorite quotes is, "Never doubt that a small group of committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." It is my goal that together we become that small group. Join us every week at 12:30 for Sundays with Sunnywald, right here on 1280 WHVR. My guest this afternoon is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum, or Dr. T, as many people call him, is a medical doctor. He has more than 30 years as a physician. He's written numerous books, been on a lot of TV shows and radio shows, including Dr. Oz. And we're just real thrilled that Dr. Teitelbaum joined us on our little show, Sundays with Sunnywald. Dr. T, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, a pleasure to be with you.
You know, there's a lot of different things that you could talk about. Let's just sort of review some of the books that you've written here, because you obviously have a vast, vast background and very wide knowledge. One of them is Pain-Free 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. And I think what else we have? I think we have from Fatigue to Fantastic at the store. And then you've gotten a few new ones.
Absolutely. The focus for today's show will be on chronic pain and also on fibromyalgia. What do you do to get pain-free? Because it's not hard. It's just that doctors are clueless about it. But it's going to also wind into other areas, like the role that our diet plays in inflammation. For example, excess sugar is a major driving force for inflammation. So one of my book series is Beat Sugar Addiction Now. And then we'll give you resources for overall health, too, basically how to have a holistic doctor in your pocket. And we'll give you a couple of resources, some free, some book that people can get. So we're going to give people the information they need to feel great by the end of the show.
Boy, that sounds wonderful. So I've read, you know, or heard that as many as 25% or one quarter of Americans are in chronic pain. Would you agree with that statistic?
That's what the numbers show. I mean, it pretty much is what the data is. And it's not because they have to be in pain. It's because doctors are, what's the term I'm looking for, Willa? Oh, clueless about how to treat pain. My background's internal medicine, and I remember when I started in practice back in 1980, there's no such thing as pain specialists. And the people who knew how to take care of pain, which would be chiropractors, the AMA was trying to put out of business. So it was this really kind of scary situation. But as I learned about pain management, people would start coming to me from all over the country because I could get them pain-free. And I can count, of the over 3,000 people I've treated with severe chronic pain, I can count on my fingers how many I've not been able to get adequate pain relief for. So we're going to teach people today what's causing their pain, why they have the pain, and what they need to do to make it go away.
Well, I think our listeners are going to be very, very excited to learn about this and probably will want to share this show with many of their family and friends. So why are we in so much pain?
Well, you need to understand that pain is our body's way of saying that something desperately needs attention. Mm-hmm. So if you have a broken leg, you don't want to go walking away on it. Or if you have your hand on a hot stove, you want the pain to tell you to move your hand. In fact, there's actually a genetic disease, Willa, where people are born without the ability to feel pain. And these sad souls are routinely horribly crippled and disfigured by the time they're 20 years old and then die soon after, because pain serves an important function.
You know, now, I thought of that earlier today. I actually inadvertently touched a kettle on the stove, and I immediately said, "Thank you, Father," because if I hadn't felt that, I would not know to remove my hand. So, yeah, we're really blessed to have pain. So it's not something we just want to get rid of. It's something that we want to learn from.
Absolutely. God did a really good job making us. And pain is not the outside enemy. So if you realize that pain is not an outside enemy, it's an internal signal that has kind of gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the oil light on your dashboard It's a car's way of saying something desperately needs attention, like put in oil. And if you go to the doctor will go, oh, yeah, that flashing red light's annoying. Let's put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why later in the day your motor burns out.
Yeah, let's cover it up so we don't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, so. And that's kind of what we're doing with pain. And if you go to a holistic doctor instead, they're going to go, let's see. Well, your oil is low. And, oh, there's this oil leak. So we'll put oil in the car and we'll fix the leak. And now the pain light goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an exact analogy to what's going on with people. So we're going to teach you today how to figure out what's causing your pain. And then once your body knows that the low oil is being addressed, that's a problem, it's okay to go ahead and turn the pain off and mask it. And we'll teach people how to do that.
So the underlying, so this pain is a symptom and it's a method of communication. So the underlying cause, so what's underlying? I mean, are there many different causes and very many different types of pain?
Absolutely. And well, here's how you figure out. If it's a structural thing like a broken leg or a hot stove, it's pretty obvious. But the things we don't really get are things that are called metabolic, where the metabolism is off. And a simple checklist to go through, and write this down. If you have pain, get a pen and paper. First thing you write down is the word shine, S-H-I-N-E, because this is your checklist for treating the underlying causes of the pain. And S would be sleep. You need to get your 8 hours sleep a night, and we'll tell you how to do that. H is hormonal support. Even if your blood tests are normal, I would be infections and inflammation. N is nutritional support, and E is exercise as able. When you do those, our published double-blind placebo-controlled research using fibromyalgia as a model found that most people's pain simply goes away. So that's an overview thing for whatever kind of pain you have. Just remember shine. And then we're going to go today. Now, well, let's go through different kinds of pain, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, different things. And I'll give people recipes for each kind of pain that they can do in addition to shine.
Okay.
And then we can also talk about general pain remedies that you can do as well that are way more effective than arthritis medicines. Willa, would you want to guess how many people a year are killed by arthritis medications in the United States, like Motrin?
I wouldn't have a clue, and I'm sure it would be shocking.
Over 31,000 unnecessary deaths a year.
Oh, my.
It's one of the biggest killers in the country. And these are all preventable because natural remedies. And why don't we start with those? Because here are natural options, and you probably carry some of them in your store, that in head-on studies against Motrin and against these other medications were far more effective and much, 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 much safer. So let's take a look at arthritis, because that's where a lot of arthritis medicines are being used for and are killing people. So what are the natural alternatives? Well, we'll talk about a four-step program for healing your joints if you have arthritis. So if you have arthritis, step one, you want to go ahead and turn off the inflammation. And a nice simple way to do that, Willa, do you have a product called Healthy Knees and Joints?
I don't know if we have one with that exact title, but I'll bet you we have numerous, if not many, products with similar ingredients.
Do you have Curamin?
We do have Curamin. Yes,
bingo. Okay. Then you'll have what you need for people.
Mm-hmm.
For most people with pain, and I've been, doing pain management for over 30 years, I have not found a single medication or other natural product anywhere near as effective as the components in Curamin.
Yeah, we've had some really amazing, even just seemingly miraculous, reports with that. It's so gratifying to be able to offer our customers a product with such confidence. I mean, not that every single person gets results, but with a money back guarantee, it's certainly worth trying it. But yeah, just amazing reports on that product. We're really blessed to have it and to be able to offer it.
It is a pain relief miracle, and if you take a look at it, what it has is a very highly absorbed form of curcumin. Which is basically turmeric. It's a yellow spice in Indian food. But you'd have to be eating Indian food all day to absorb what you can get in those few capsules, because it's 7 times as highly absorbed as the next best curcumin product out there. It has boswellia, which is better known as frankincense, so a classic herb with dramatic healing properties. And it has several other key components as well. So for people to start, just take the Curamin 1-3 times a day for whatever pain ails you. You can even do 2-3 times a day. People will sometimes see effects same day, usually by a week, and you'll see the maximal effect by 6 weeks, at which time people can usually lower the dose and will need nowhere near as much to maintain staying pain-free. So in general, you tell your body we're going to go after what's ailing us, and we're going to start by turning off the inflammation that's excessive with the curamin. Step two for arthritis is to feed your body. You need to give it the nutritional support it needs. So if you have arthritis, get glucosamine sulfate, not the chloride, the sulfate, 750 milligrams twice a day. And if the pain is severe, add some chondroitin, 400 milligrams twice a day, and even some MSM, 2,000 milligrams a day. And again, these are a lot of things, they're not forever. You'll just do this for 6 to 12 weeks. You're going to find your joints are feeling so much better, and then you lower it down to whatever's needed. Also to feed your body, to give nutritional support, you want a good multivitamin. Do you guys have a product called the Energy Revitalization System by Enzymatic Therapy?
I don't know if we carry it, but we certainly would be able to special order it. We do have an account with Enzymatic Therapy.
Yep. It's something that you want to get that in, because that's something that is, for as a general multivitamin, that's the best in the world. And it's one scoop, replaces 35 pills, gives good overall support. So the curamin, that's where you start if you've got pain. The healthy knees and joints, you may want to check about with the EP. That was a study that they did against Celebrex. It was a double-blind study against one of the major arthritis medicines, and it beat the pants off of Celebrex. Almost twice as many people were pain-free by the end of the study. So simple things you can do for arthritis. And then other things, soak in a hot bath with Epsom salts. Let me give you a recipe. If you're aching all over, take 2 cups of Epsom salts. Those are just magnesium salts. Throw them in a tub of hot water, especially if you've got those cold Pennsylvania winters going on there. I used to live in Annapolis and in Cleveland, so I kind of know the weather there. And it's you soak in a nice hot tub with Epsom salts, and you're going to feel like a lot of that pain is flowing right out of your body as your muscles relax.
Is that because of the magnesium? Is the body actually absorbing magnesium, or how does that work?
That's exactly what's happening. Okay. The body, one, the heat relaxes the muscles, and these are muscles that were tight. And now the blood's flowing in, but the magnesium is getting absorbed through your skin. So you're getting high levels of magnesium going to the muscles, and the blood vessels are wide open, so it can actually flush these muscles that have been full of toxins because they've been tight.
Mm-hmm.
So it flushes them with nutrients, washes out the toxins, relaxes the muscles. And what does it cost for Epsom salts? I don't know if you guys carry them in the store.
We don't actually carry them in the store. We do get calls for it from time to time. You know, that is certain. They're certainly available at all of the the pharmacies and drugstores and so on.
Easy to find and dirt cheap.
Yeah, very inexpensive. Yes.
And then you want to stretch the joints. Now, normally, if you try to get back the range of motion by stretching a joint, what happens is that it hurts and it starts pulling back. So people learn not to do that. But if you take a hot pad or one of these beanbag things you can put in the microwave or whatever, any kind of heat, put it over those joints for about 10 minutes, then you'll find now that they're nice and warm and relaxed, you can take your hand and stretch those joints gently to as much of a range of motion as you can. And you're going to get a lot of that range of motion back. And once you take the heat off 10 minutes later, you want heat for 20 minutes, you're going to have that range of motion. It's all yours again. So you want to start doing that to the joints and your muscles that are tight. You want to reclaim the range of motion, take a hot Epsom salt bath, do it in the bath, put a hot compress on it or a hot pack. Very simple things, a simple four-part remedy for arthritis. And most of you out there with arthritis will find that after 6 weeks, certainly by 12 weeks, you're going to be feeling so much better. And then you can tell your doctor, don't even tell your doctor that you did these natural things, because they'll just try to convince you you're crazy. but just say, oh, you're such a good doctor, the pain went away, but I'd like to come off that pain medicine now, that arthritis medicine. You're a genius. Thank you, doctor. I'm going to stop the Motrin now. Thank you. Bye.
Well, you know, more and more, I think they really are realizing that, you know, this is the direction that the American, you know, you know, this is the way we want to go. You know, I always say those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s, I said, you know, we took our drugs back then. We don't want to be taking drugs now. We're much more interested in doing things naturally. And, you know, just the popularity of, you know, shows like Dr. Oz, you know, I think is very encouraging because we lived all these years. Human beings managed to survive on this planet for many, 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 many years without these pharmaceuticals. So there's certainly a way that we can live well and help, you know, and be healthy, be happy, and be pain-free. So this is really very simple stuff. Turn off the inflammation, feed your body, soak in that hot bath with Epsom salts, and then warm up those joints. You know, I don't recommend using a microwave for food preparation, but I agree. They're just wonderful for heating up those flaxseed neck pillows or whatever you call them, and warm up those joints. I guess my question for you, Dr. T, is, so, okay, we can do these things, like number one is turn off the inflammation, but is what's causing the inflammation? Is it the lack of the nutrition, the nutrients needed? Is that why 2 and 3 are actually really helping to feed? You know, what is actually causing that inflammation in the first place?
The big part would be the dietary changes. Okay. Inflammation is regulated by several things. One, it's regulated by the balance of essential fatty acids and oils in our body. So omega-3s, like fish oils, tend to be anti-inflammatory. Certain liquid vegetable oils tend to be anti-inflammatory. Animal fats, like arachidonic acid, and a lot of the vegetable hard fats are pro-inflammatory. And we used to have a lot more anti-inflammatory oils than we do today. It's gone down by almost 80%. So it's turned our body into being inflammatory overdrive. And let me give listeners this very technical test they can do to tell their inflammatory status. What you do is you put away $500 to go to the doctor to be tested. And then one of these days when you have a paper cut, you see how inflamed it is. You notice how usually when you get a paper cut, you know, it hurts, but 2 minutes later, it's gone. You don't even think about it. But sometimes, you know, 3 hours later, it's still there and it's inflamed. So if you have a paper cut that's inflamed more than an hour later, your inflammation system's on overdrive. You then take that $500 and spend it on yourself instead of wasting it on the doctor. And then you go and you get some fish oil and some good oily fish, and you get grass-fed meats instead of grain-fed meats, which are less inflammatory, and simple things like that. Or you can go to the doctor and he'll waste it away and get a nice something fun to play with.
And I also wonder, you know, we always hear, you know, about free radicals. And are we bombarded with more free radicals? Because they tend to be really hard on joints too, don't they?
Absolutely. And free radicals trigger a lot of inflammation. And that's why there's a host of antioxidants. And the vitamin powder, the energy revitalization system, really is very, very powerful. And how many antioxidants it has, whether you're looking at C, E, whether you're looking at the zinc, which is necessary for antioxidative function, selenium, a host of other things. It's all in there, whether you're looking at what's needed to make glutathione. So the antioxidants are critical, and that's where a good multi comes in handy. And then another important place is sunshine. Vitamin D is a critical hormone for balancing inflammation. And that's why autoimmune diseases, where the body immune system attacks itself as an outside invader, like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and even regular arthritis, is increased in areas that don't have as much sunshine. And now that we have this insane advice where we're telling people avoid sunshine, which is as insane as when doctors and the AMA were on TV telling people to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Most of the listeners aren't old enough to remember that, but the AMA used to be on the payroll of tobacco companies, now on the payroll of drug companies and saying, take drugs. They switch from one drug to another. But we're telling people avoid sunshine, and that's deadly advice. The proper advice is avoid sunburn.
Right.
Go out and get plenty of sunshine, and you'll find that inflammation will settle down. So there's a lot of things in our environment driving inflammation, and this drives not only pain, but it drives heart disease, tendencies to Alzheimer's, a whole host of things. And let's give folks a quick thing. You want to give them 2 minutes on how to cure their Alzheimer's disease?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. First of all, most people out there who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's don't have Alzheimer's.
Okay.
This is a recent study that looked at autopsies after people died. They were given the wrong diagnosis. Instead, they have things that are reversible. And all you have to do, notice how people with Alzheimer's, someday they remember the kids, sometimes they don't remember the kids. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're, and then it goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's not like their brain comes and goes. It's just, what it means is that a tiny 1 to 2 to 3% change in function is the difference between being able to remember your kids and even drive a car versus non-functioning at all. So it's a little long to go through here, but let me say on my website at vitality101.com, or if you have an iPhone, there's the app. It's a free iPhone app, Cures A to Z, with over 1 million downloads. But on the website, you'll see health conditions. Click on that, and you'll see over 100 health topics, including Alzheimer's, arthritis, nerve pain, fibromyalgia, all of these things. And it's going to have a recipe and say, here's what's going on, and here's how you make them go away. So for Alzheimer's, we'll talk about getting off medications, treating thyroid, optimizing sleep, avoiding depression, a host of different things, nutritional support, a lot of things that will tune up your brain. And it'll even talk about an old dye called methylene blue that they're trying to turn into a medication that's more effective than any of the Alzheimer's medications by far. So all these things are there. And a simple tune-up of the brain will very often, especially in the milder cases, make what has been called Alzheimer's go away.
Well, that's encouraging because, you know, it just seems like the, you know, the nursing homes and so on are just all, you know, adding dementia wings. And it just seems like we're losing our minds. I mean, really, I mean, we're yep. losing our bodies. We're losing our joy. You know, you read the newspapers, you can see as a society, we've really lost our joy.
Unless you stop reading the newspaper.
Exactly.
And then so you look out the window and you say, God, these Pennsylvania mountains, they're really beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to lose. So I think it's really important for us to, you know, to really take a look, you know, what are we doing to ourselves and what can we do differently? So you're actually linking, I mean, arthritis pain, you know, to Alzheimer's. I mean, this is interesting. So we have like other types of things. It's interesting because you're saying that the inflammation and the nutrient deprivation, I mean, that this really is a common denominator throughout many of these common complaints.
Yes, and that's why if you have Alzheimer's or a family member that's starting to get Alzheimer's or you just have a family history and you want to prevent it, my number one recommendation is we talked about the curcumin or the turmeric or curcumin. And for that one, you want to get it in a form called CuraMed. That's also your pharma. That's a very highly absorbed, or one or two of the curcumin capsules a day will replace taking 7 to 14 of the next best absorbed one. And the studies show in animal studies that it melts away the Alzheimer plaques. So a very simple thing like the CuraMed will make a major difference. And you know my policy. Well, I don't take money from any drug companies or any natural product companies. So I can be very unabashed at what I give thumbs up to and thumbs down to.
Well, that's thank you so much for sharing that because, you know, in this day and age when, like you say, when the AMA used to work,
for the tobacco
industry. For the tobacco industry, and now they're working for the drug industry. You know, anybody really, I think, would say, well, who's he working for? You know, who's Dr. T working for?
I work as a patient advocate.
Okay, so you don't work for any of these companies.
I don't take money and won't take money from any of these companies. Okay. That's about $1 million a year I turn down.
So, but you obviously are familiar with a lot of the different products that are out there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you, and having been in practice for so many years, I mean, you've seen the ones that have worked.
Yeah, and I'll give you the thumbs up and thumbs down. Let me give you a couple other quickies.
Okay.
For those with osteoporosis, guys have bone thinning out there. There's a mix called OsteoStrong and a second product called Strontium. If you take those two together, they're likely over twice as effective. The studies show strontium by itself is 170% as effective as Fosamax, but without the toxicity. And you take the OsteoStrong, I would take one, say the OsteoStrong in the evening and the strontium in the morning for mild loss of bone density, one strontium for severe loss of bone density, the 680 milligrams. And you'll find that your bone density scans start to get stronger and stronger. But instead of building brittle bone, like with the medications, you're building strong, healthy bone.
And you say strontium or
strontium.
It's a trace mineral, is that right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not even that trace, but it's an important mineral for bone development. Other things, calcium, that's very important. You don't want to take plain calcium. It increases heart attack death risk by 31%. If you're taking calcium, it should have vitamin D, magnesium, and K, which is what this OsteoStrong is. It's a mix of all these things that are necessary for your bones in a balanced, healthy way. And it puts the strontium in a separate pill because it interferes with the absorption. And the calcium, vitamin D, and strontium should be best taken at different times of day to get the optimal absorption. And now you've got something way better than the medications.
This is great. So what else? Chronic pain. How about migraines?
Okay, migraines. It was funny, when I was in CNN, I'm one of those few people on Fox, CNN, Good Morning America, all these different places. I think nobody can figure out my politics with it. I think they're all crazy.
That's good. Keep them guessing.
But when I went on, they had a surgeon who was talking about cutting out massive chunks of face muscles to decrease migraines by 50%. And when I went on after him, I had to bite my tongue. To talk about those double-blind studies showing that simply taking vitamin B2, riboflavin, 400 milligrams a day, after 6 weeks, decreased migraines by 69%. Magnesium also has been shown in double-blind studies to be very effective at decreasing magnesium. So if you look on the website or you look at the Pain-Free 123 book or the iPhone app, you'll have the recipes there and for prevention, and it'll say, here's what you do, here's what you take, Petadolix or Butterbur. Very good for both prevention and knocking out of a migraine. And even though this isn't the health food store thing, I'm going to tell people a trick. Excedrin migraine is as effective as Imitrex, the medication. So by using natural things, by treating food allergies, you can knock out over 80% of people's migraines. Simple prevention.
Very, very good. These are just great things to try. What about fibromyalgia and other types of, you know, muscle pain?
Well, our studies have shown, our published research showed that when you treat with Shine, and on the website at vitality101.com, I actually hold a patent in the United States for a computerized doctor, because my new patient visits are 4 hours, and I see people from all over the world, mostly by phone for the new patient consults. And I realized that 4 hours for a new patient, I could not reach all 50 million people. So I actually made a computer program that has my brain on a computer.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's a lot of fun, and people can go online, and you simply do, it's called the symptom analysis program. There's one that's free and one that's charged for. Just do the free one. It won't affect the treatment recommendations. It'll analyze your symptoms. If you have lab tests, it'll analyze the pertinent lab test, tell you exactly what's causing your fibromyalgia, and tailor a treatment protocol to your case using a mix of natural and prescriptions, but largely natural remedies. And we used to charge $400 for that, but we told people if they couldn't afford, we'd let them do it for free. And then 80% of people wrote back that I'm poor, I can't work, I'm too sick. And so we just made it free for everybody.
Well, you know, so often people have just exhausted all their finances and everything in search of relief.
Mm-hmm. And then the fibromyalgia, finding a doctor who has a clue. I mean, it's an exercise in getting abused just to go to your physician. So there are fibromyalgia and fatigue centers for those that can afford. And it is expensive to find a doctor who specializes with it. But if you go to www.fibroandfatigue.com, there'll be several centers around the Pennsylvania area, across the border in Cleveland, up in Connecticut. So these are centers where the doctors know how to treat fibromyalgia. I treat patients. My consultations are by phone. They're four-hour consultations. People can get information on my website for that. But for those who can't afford, my goal is to make treatment available for everybody. So that's why we have that free computer program online. It's a computerized doctor. It will tell you, there'll be a big printout. Don't worry. Just look for the one page that says probable diagnosis. And then look for the pages that it's a treatment checklist, and it'll check off what I recommend, and there'll be an order of priority. You'll see 1 to 3 stars, so you can prioritize how much you want to begin with it once on your road to getting well. But fibromyalgia is very treatable with treating Shine, sleep, hormones, infection, nutrition, and exercise.
Dr. T, this has just been wonderful. Thank you so much for doing what you've done all these years. And now by utilizing the computer, you're making it so available to people. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so blessed to have the opportunity to bring you a show we know will enrich you, your family, and our community. We hope you'll find value in it and that you'll make Sundays with Sunnywald a healthy habit. Be sure to check out www.sonnewald.org for details about upcoming programs and events happening at Sunnywald and in the community, as well as past installments of this program. If you don't use a computer, find out more by calling the weather line at 717-767-1000. Please join me next week for another edition of Sundays with Sunnywald, right here on 1280 WHVR. And remember, good health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy.